Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Thank you, Vivian. See, the dry and sunny weather could be coming back for us all yet, and let's hope it's going to shine on us as well in Paris and our rowers, because what a busy day it is at the Olympics for Irish rowers and other athletes in Paris today. As we speak, Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy attempting to retain their Olympic gold medal in the men's lightweight double sculls final. I'm joined now from Paris by Des Cahill from RTE Sport. Des, they're off, I think.
They're off, John. Yeah, we'll come to it in a moment, in that there's no great drama in the first, you know, 1,000 metres.
Yeah.
They're putting along. It's a visual spectacle more than a radio spectacle, but will certainly bring us the stages of it. They're only kind of battling for position at the moment. We're in third place behind Czechia and Greece at the moment. Italy fourth. Italy and Switzerland are fifth. Norway are sixth.
Early days.
Now, Italy and Switzerland, who are behind us, are considered the two main challengers. So arguably, the teams in third, fourth and fifth, they're the three favourites. So it's early stages, and we will drop in for commentary. Just to let you know, we had a B final, but an A final, and our men's pair were in action. The two Fermanagh lads, Ross Corrigan and Nathan Timoney, in the men's pair, they went at 10:30, and no joy, unfortunately, for them, in that they were sixth. Now, still sixth in the world at the Olympics, but the race was won by Croatia. Very exciting finish. Croatia first, Britain second, Switzerland third, and Ireland in sixth place. We had a women's team in the B final as well. That was Afra Kyo and Fiona Murta. They were second in the B final, which means the six in each final. So second in the B final places them eighth overall in the Olympics, which is very good. And just before we go to the current rowing final, to let you know that in the 1500 metres, we had three men in action and none of them have gone through. But there's a change in athletics this year. There's a thing called a repechage where they get a second chance, and they'll go on that tomorrow. We'll tell you more about it. But for now, let's concentrate on Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. Can Paul O'Donovan make history and become the first Irish Olympian to medal at three different games if they can win? We'll join Pádraig Lodge and Eugene for commentary.
And it literally is just a nose between the Greeks and the Irish at this stage. Skibbereen Rowing Club, the most successful rowing club in Ireland, up and running since 1970. And they have two of their own involved in this Olympic final. Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan coming through now. It looks like to just about lead.
Yeah, Pádraig, we're in Paris, so there's an expression that we can use, deja vu. It means we've already seen or experienced this, and we have seen this before. 3 years ago in Tokyo, this is what the Irish did. They make the move at the 1,000-metre mark and move away from the field. It's happening now.
The Irish boat has gone in front from the Greeks and the Italians. They have been undefeated in the regatta so far, Ireland, winning their heat and winning their semi-final. And now gone to the front by half a length.
Wow, that's an impressive move there. I mean, to just take a half a length just like that within 10 strokes. Now we're moving from the Irish at 40 strokes a minute.
It's a powerful move forward from Fintan and Paul. They were hot favourites for this race. But the Greeks are coming strongly again. We're hitting the 1,500 metre mark. And Ireland are where they want it to be. They are out in front as the rowers continue their journey along this stunning tree-lined course. And Ireland's lead up to half a length from the Italians, who are just about leading the Greeks. That's the 1-2-3 as we head into the last 500 metres.
Yeah, the Greeks are slipping back. It's Italy making a move there. They're down to half a length, but the Irish can go again. They're not yet in fifth or sixth gear, so there's more room in them yet.
Paul insisted that they were underdogs coming into this final, but this performance is suggesting that there's real quality in the Irish, but we knew that, and they're putting it on display now with about 350 metres to go. They're rowing really strongly, Ireland, extending their lead from the Italians and the weakening Greeks.
There we go, Fintan and Paul, they're Tommy Dolawalia. I think Fintan has just said to Paul as they're moving, they're going to get this on clear water. Clear water at the Olympic final in the last ever Olympic lightweight double scull. Amazing.
The noise level is rising all the time in the crowd as the boats come into sight, and it's the Irish boat out in front with 200 metres to go. Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan have made their move, and it is a decisive move. They're seeing off the Greeks and the Italians. They're in pursuit of that Clearwater lead, and they almost have it.
This is incredible. They can enjoy the last 15 strokes to the line now, 150 metres to go.
They're on the journey for home, Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan. The gold medalists in Tokyo 3 years ago are on course to defend their title. Stand by for another golden moment in Irish Olympic history. Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy together in Olympic dreams. The boys from Skibbereen are the Olympic champions 2024, and Paul O'Donovan is once, twice, three times a hero.
Yay.
They're unstoppable, untouchable, unbeatable.
Wow.
They produce a
fantastic. Great commentary from Pádraig Lodge as well, and Eugene.
Wow, Des. Wow.
We needed that. We needed the sugar rush was starting to dip after our medals. That was unbelievable.
Now, obviously, fantastic stuff from Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. Well done to them. Sorry, Des. Go on.
People who can't see it, the Clearwater victory means they won by a huge margin. Sometimes it's by, you know, a quarter of a boat or whatever. A huge margin they won it by. It's fantastic achievement, beating the Italians again, who had beaten them earlier this year, and it puts them very much in history. Really, for they will always be in Irish sporting history after this, particularly Paul. But it's a second gold medal for Fintan McCarthy as well. But Paul O'Donovan will have a unique place now in Irish Olympic history and sporting history. And you know, he's the type of fella, I think when he's finished competing, he'll walk away. He won't be an analyst. He won't be doing... that's my own impression, that he's going... He's a qualified doctor and he'll go and do his thing. And I think
Des, we all usually love to hear what he has to say. So there would be an opening for him there in the future, but let him rejoice and enjoy the moment there. We were all pulling like a dog there for Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. Wow, gold moment, another golden moment there for Irish Olympics, seeing off the Greeks and the Italians, as Pádraig Lodge put it, Des. There seemed to be no doubt about them.
No, there was no doubt about it at all. No, we've clarified that. We're going to hear from them when they come. What happened, the way it works now is sometimes they're allowed a brief moment to do what's called a flash interview and a short interview, and they do a longer interview afterwards.
Right.
But depending on how time is going and they need to get on to the next event, they may move them on straight through. So we're just waiting to see. We don't know if we'll be allowed, but if we do get them now in the next minute or two, we'll have them. Otherwise, we will hear from them, I'm sure, before the end of the programme. This is a fantastic day, and it's a day that has brought us to two gold medals in the medal table. That'll move us up significantly. We were 21st in the medal table going in. Remember, one gold medal on the medal table is outdoes 10 silver medals or 20 bronze medals. So we've now got two gold medals there. We have bronze medals, and we have Kelly Harrington still not added to the medal table, because while Kelly is guaranteed at least a bronze, they don't put you on the medal table until it's decided. And of course, Kelly has her semi-final tomorrow night in boxing against the Brazilian, whom she beat in the Tokyo final. The final of that is on Tuesday night if she makes it through. So there's so much happening.
Mm-hmm. There really is, and Des. And we'll come back. Please tell me if you want us to come back to the rowers. Well, we'd love to hear from Paul O'Donovan and Fintan when it happens.
John, can I have a say, just to, because people would like to know how the golf is going for the
last that's so what briefly. I was going to ask you. I said we'll move on, but let me know if you want to come back to the water.
All right then. Well, let's move on to the golf, and let's go to the course and join Gary Moore. And Shane Lowry was first out today. Gary, how's that going?
Yeah, well, he's not kind of making the move that he had hoped to do. He's played 9 or maybe the 10th hole now, and just double check if he's finished on the 9th. He's parred the 9th. He was in trouble down the 9th, and that's been the easiest hole on the course so far, but he's parred it. And the second easiest hole on the course, the other front 9 par 5, he bogeyed that one. So start off par and bogey on the easiest hole. He had 2 birdies then, hole putts from 17 and 15 feet on the 4th and the 7th. So he's 1 under for the round after 9 holes, 1 under for the tournament. That's down in tied 35th. Rory McIlroy is just playing the first hole at the moment, so he's no chance, obviously, from his overnight position of 3 under par. At the business end of things, though, Hideki Matsuyama picked up where he left off yesterday with a birdie on the first, so he's gone to 9 under. And defending Olympic champion and twice major winner this year, Xander Schauffele, birdied the 3rd, the 4th and the 5th. He's now 8 under, playing that par 5 ninth, and could easily pick up another one there. So that would then put him back up in a tie with Matsuyama. I mean, who would have thought that someone could challenge Scottie Scheffler to be golfer of the year this season? But if Schauffele retains this, wins two majors, and does something useful in the FedEx Cup. Six-time winner and major winner, Scottie Scheffler mightn't be the player of the year. That's a pretty amazing duel between Schauffele and Scheffler. Right now, the duel is between Matsuyama on 9-under, Schauffele on 8-under, McIlroy playing the first on 3-under, and Shane Lowry is 1-under par on the 10th.
Great, thanks for that, Gary. Back at the rowing, the number of Irish spectators there to support the Irish team is quite extraordinary. Massive Irish support there and incredible cheering. I could actually hear it during the commentary. Fintan McCarthy, Paul O'Donovan, gold medalists again for Ireland, and there is huge celebrations among the massive Irish support there. It's fantastic. Now, the athletics gets underway. It's probably the centrepiece of the Olympics. It'll run for the next week. And we can go to the track now. Jesse Barr joins us from there. We had three in action this morning, Jesse, in the 1500. How have they gotten on?
Bonjour, Des, from the Stade de France. Yes, we got underway this morning. The first three of the Irish were in action. We had Cathal Doyle, Luke McCann and Andrew Coscarin all in the men's 1500 metres. Unfortunately, none of our three men made an automatic qualifying into the semi-final. There was top six in each race. So Cathal Doyle had a great race, finished ninth, which was won by Josh Kerr, one of the favourites for the gold medal in this Games. Luke McCann narrowly missed a spot in that semi-final by just under half a second, so very, very unlucky. Just didn't come through at the end strong enough, just missed out. And Andrew Coscarin, who our Irish record holder, didn't have a great race, came in last, unfortunately, and the word is that he has had a really disruptive build-up in the lead-up to this Games. He's been sick quite a bit and has just lacked that consistency in his training, and it showed here today. Thankfully, this Games, we have an opportunity for all these athletes to go into a repechage round, which anyone who is familiar with rowing, as we've just seen, has that already in place. It's the first time it's happening in athletics at the Olympics. So these all three guys are going to have a second opportunity to get into those semi-finals tomorrow evening in that repechage. It is a big ask. It means they're going to have an extra run in their legs, but it just gives them that extra opportunity.
Well, that's great. Yes, thanks a million. We'll hear from as the week goes on.
Yeah.
And You hear in the background there another heat in the women's 100 metres getting underway. But the focus from Ireland is firmly at the rowing, where we have gained our second gold, if you've just joined us. A repeat victory, and reigning champions Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan winning again in the men's lightweight double sculls final. Just to let you know, John, we have other medal chances today. There's two other medal events today with us very much in the mix. In sailing, as you know, the skiff race yesterday didn't go ahead because the wind wasn't strong enough, so it's being refixed today. Robert Dixon and Sean Waterlove are in second place going into that, and if they finish in the top four today, no matter who finishes ahead of them, top four guarantees them a medal. Slight concern about the weather. It's okay at the moment in Marseille, but Jackie Hurley was telling us there is a storm coming in later. Now, there's a mixed side to that, John, because if the storm comes in and means the race can't go ahead, the existing positions would stand and Ireland would get a silver medal. But Jackie thinks, as of now, the race would go off before that storm and would be finished. So they need a top four finish to guarantee themselves at least a medal. So that's encouraging. And the other one where I think we always have a chance is in the team show jumping, because traditionally we've performed so well internationally in show jumping, and we're in the final there as well. The 10 teams, same as the sailing, 10 teams in it, 3 medals, so we have a 30% chance of a medal there, and we have a very strong team in the show jumping, and I think that could go very well for us. That's off at lunchtime. Shane Sweetnam, Daniel Coyle and Kian O'Connor are our team, and three scores added together, and the times, very important. They qualified in sixth place, but that doesn't matter where you finished. Unlike the sailing, it's just a fresh competition today. They all start from scratch, so that's a real chance for us as well. So isn't this a very positive and productive morning, John?
This is Feel Good Friday, Des. Thank you for bringing us such great news from Paris. We're absolutely delighted. We are thrilled. I could hear the cheers. I think we all could hear the cheers. Yeah. It was great to hear there's such Irish support there along the water. There's going to be great cheers in Skibbereen too as well. We're going there in a while as well, Des. But you think we're going to have more cheers as well to come throughout the day. So must
fingers
be
crossed.
A great feeling for all there and in Skibbereen. And I think in Ireland it's the lift.
Of course.
It's the lift we needed, isn't it?
It
really is happening. This is what a great result. Some people still unhappy about the boxing, Des, and some of the results we've seen over the last few days. Some controversy, disappointment for a couple of Irish fighters last night, of course.
Yeah, and anger and frustration. Mm-hmm. And the margins are so small, as I say, in contrast to those decisions going against us. And it is infuriating if you're competing at the highest level in a world sport and it's felt that officiating is not good. Like, it would make people, why give your life to it? What's the point? There's talk of bringing in AI judging. Do you understand what I mean with that?
But I'm not sure how that would work. What do you think?
Well, there's things like a gum shield would reflect on how punches of the head are struck, etc., and force of them. And there's various ways it can be done. But they're looking basically for a better way. There has to be a better way of judging. And that's one of the issues. But just to go back to Feel Good Friday rather than Sad Thursday, there could also be Super Saturday, because Reese McLennan tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait.
In the Pommel Horse has a real chance. And who else have we tomorrow?
I think we are all
Daniel
rooting
Whiffen.
For him. Yeah, I mean, and they've done so well so far. The great, if we move away from the Irish, just before I let you go, Des, the great Simone Biles, the US superstar gymnast, made history as well.
I love Simone Biles. And yesterday her victory was... let's cut away. Sorry, I'm going to cut away just for a second, John, only because we have
always in doubt for everyone.
Here's our rowers with Claire.
No one believed we could do it coming into this competition. Cheers, man. And against all the odds, we stuck with it, trained hard, and Italy out there today with number one seeds really put it up there, and Greece underdogs like ourselves also put in a big dig and got up onto the medal podium. Unfortunately, Switzerland missed out after some early performances this year, but we're very, very happy to have proved the doubters wrong. So it's a good day for the Irish.
Fintan, he's had us trying to believe that this was the pull like the underdog games, but look, gold was always the aim, always the belief.
Yeah, always the aim for sure. I think, you know, like we said earlier in the week, we had a rocky enough season. Well, I did. Paul's obviously been a consistent as hell throughout the whole year, but it was just really nice to get a few good races under our belt earlier in the regatta. I think we were trying to keep under wraps the nerves and the doubts, but coming out for the final there were no nerves. You know, we had some really good rounds, and I really felt like we were back at our best for this race, and it's just amazing to be here in front of, you know, all our family and everyone supporting us, especially like from the club. You know, I feel like it's just been a crazy journey the last years, and like honestly, like the privilege of a lifetime to be rowing with Paul and under Dominic for my whole rowing career pretty much. So yeah, it's amazing.
Paul, you are the first Irish person to medal at three Olympic Games, Rio, Tokyo and Paris.
Oh, I think that's a fluke, to be honest. Until I can repeat the feat, it's definitely going down as a fluke in my eyes. That's about it.
Look, we saw them screaming in Skib on our pictures and our television. They were screaming here. Huge support.
Well, brilliant support, yeah. Like, the grandstands are green and there were tricolours everywhere. The French were drowned out. Yeah. So that was really great to see all over from Skibbereen and Ireland everywhere. Even the volunteers, French volunteers in the boat park were all, a load of other countries as well that have crews in this event were really cheering us on this morning and all week. So we really appreciate the support. It's fantastic.
We let you go get your goals. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Well done, Claire McNamara, with our gold medalist Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. And Good news for everybody. Is there a better sound on the radio than Aaron Navian at the Olympics? And we will be hearing that in about next 10-12 minutes. We will have the medal presentation, the gold medal presentation for Ireland and Aaron Navian. And I'm sure you'll be keen to take that, John. It's fantastic. And it was nice to hear mentioned there when Paul was talking about his what he's calling his fluke.
I know, a fluke, nice days,
yeah, I know. It's like Pele was a lucky footballer. But he mentioned Dominic there, and Dominic is Dominic Casey, who is the bashful and shy and total unattention-seeking man who was behind the success of Skibbereen Rowing Club. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm delighted to hear him acknowledged by the key people, because of course he's been so central to Ireland's success as well as Skibbereen's, because it's all been passed on to Ireland. It's fantastic.
We're delighted to hear it all, and Des, thanks to you and to Claire for bringing it to us there as well. What great news. A fluke, says the modest Paul O'Donovan, pulling like the underdog, he said. That's a new one. We'll be saying that one from now on, and we look forward to hearing more about them getting those medals. That third Olympic medal, a moment in history for Paul O'Donovan, a fluke, he says. But we look forward to hearing more about that very shortly, and also to hear reaction from Skibbereen Town Hall later on as well, with Brian O'Connell, who I'd say is enjoying the crack and the cheers. We're going to hear all about it very shortly. Thank you to Des Cahill from Paris. You can watch all the Olympic action on RTE2 and the RTE player throughout the day. And like I said, more to come from Skibbereen, more on our Olympic success in the gathering as well. And Chef Brian McDermott is going to be cooking up some Olympic medal-winning herbs next, Brian. Back in a moment.